right. This is Jim McCarty off his Jim McCarty and Friends CD. He's playing Guy Halloran's on Saturday night. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, and we are about to go live in the studio with Paper Sound. But let's listen to this until I get the thumbs up from the sound engineer. You are listening to WHFR Dearborn. All right, we're bringing down McCarty because we have in the house Paper Sound. Are you ready, Mr. White?
Yes, we are. We're here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. Oh, are you there?
There we go.
Okay, we got you there. All right. In fact, here we go now. Ah, are you there, Paper Sound?
We are.
All right. In fact, what would you like to start off with today?
Today we're going to start a song called Faith and Hope.
Will be, and the miles in between.
Intense.
Oh, you guys have a nice, real big sound going over the air today.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I just went out to listen to the feed, and over the air, it sounds real cool.
Awesome.
In fact, would you paper sounds like to introduce the band?
Sure. Absolutely. I'll start at the drums. How about we've got Nathan Shogren on the drums.
Thank you.
Of Insiders fame. Next to him, we have John Miller stepping in on bass. Also Insiders affiliation there, Detroit band. On the guitar, electric guitar, we've got Josh Wheeler, who is all things noisy and formerly of Buck Enterprises.
No.
Out of time. What do you got? And then myself, Phil Kinney, singer-songwriter,
wow.
Rhythm guitar.
Hey, everything sounds really nice today. Glad to have you in.
Thank you, sir.
In fact,
glad to be here.
Whoa, in fact, it sounds so good. Why don't we have some more?
Sounds good. This one's called Heartsick.
Stop on a dime. Oh, and Josh, you've got that guitar warbling in there.
Oh,
in fact,
He's very quiet.
Have you got Josh's mic up?
I think he just said thank you.
He said thank you.
Oh, right.
Grateful.
We let the noise speak for itself.
In fact.
Yeah.
And much noise.
Many noises, few words.
You do have a cerebral effect. You know, even the name of your band, Paper Sound. You know, you know what a paper sound is, kind of. But my goodness, that's a weird combination of words. And even the title of your CD, The Struggle with Light. You guys are very. I don't know what else. I can't say the word cerebral or.
Hey, you got it.
Yeah. We'll take it. We've been called much worse.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you for coming today. It's a pleasure. And you guys are not just your average guitar band, that's for sure.
We try not to be. We've got a lot of varying influences. And I know, like I said, the bands that I named, you know, we've got some big, I guess Josh is a big noise rock guy, as we call him, noisy here. But then we've got some very, I guess, raucous, somewhat hardcore influences, as well as 80s. Myself, I'm kind of a alt country, Americana, Neil Young kind of influence. So it kind of all comes together to bring something
Make the paper sound.
The paper sound.
The
that's
paper
right.
sound. And you guys got a show up coming up at PJ's Logger House the end of this month, I hear.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, we're playing at PJ's on this 28th of June. It's one of our favorite places to play. We got a lot of other great bands that are coming with us. D.L. Rossi is a singer-songwriter from the area that actually relocated to Nashville recently.
Hmm.
He's playing with a full band. He's awesome. We've played with him. He just put out a new record. You guys got to guilt him up here to play in here sometime, too. And a couple other new bands that we haven't played with before but really excited to play with. The Split are another local band here. It's making a good name for themselves. It's real good. Guitar-based, poppy rock. And Pool, the band that's headlining, is getting ready to put out a new CD. They're kind of an electronic indie rock kind of sound, but everything I've heard from them is really great, and we're really looking forward to see them too.
All right, and then you've got a show at the Berkeley Front coming up too.
Yes, one of our other favorite places to play. In that one, we've got us, Man Mountain, who you also need to get in here. It's one of our favorite new local bands in the area. They're kind of an instrumental post-rock band that's just bigger than their influences, and I think a lot better than some of them. They need to get a better name for themselves around here. And Touch the Sky. Clouds? Touch the Clouds. Not to be confused with Touch the Sky.
And that'll be in August, right?
Yep, that'll be August 2nd. So
okay.
In fact, you get the Sound Logic in there as well, don't you?
Yeah, yes. And you guys just had them in here recently, didn't you?
Just last month.
Yeah, we really liked them. We saw them at Blowout, and they blew us out.
Whoa.
So we had them on for the 8-2 show.
All right. Well, this sounds real good. Can we hear some more from you?
Yes, ma'am. This next one's called Innocent.
Everything is sounding real nice today. In fact, one thing I've got to ask you about, you've got a CD out,
yes,
called The Struggle with Sound.
Struggle with Light.
Struggle with Light. Oh, excuse me. It's very important to get the title correct. How long has that new CD been out?
We put that out in September last year.
All right. And do you have that available?
Absolutely. You can get that. We've got it. A number of places. It's available at our shows, hard copies. We also have downloads available. You can go online. We're on Facebook and then Bandcamp as well. If you Google The Paper Sound, you'll find one of those links and you can go there.
Physical copies at Bandcamp too.
Oh, you can also order mail order physical copies as well, yes.
All right. Now, I noticed a couple of the songs off the CD you've already done today.
Yes, sir.
In fact, your very first song today was the very first song.
Yes.
On your CD, Struggle with Light.
Yep, all the songs today, except for two, are on the album.
And?
Brand new song coming up.
We have a new song. Yeah, we're going to do a new song today that's not on any
album. Set your tape players.
A world premiere?
Yes, it is, actually.
It actually is,
We've never played it live. So.
Well,
so
you'll
pray
have to,
for us between now and then.
You'll have to let us know before you do it.
At least
yes, we absolutely will.
And what's the best way for our listeners to get a hold of you?
Yeah, Facebook, I'd say. The Facebook.
And where else can they find The Paper Sound?
Well, we've got a show coming up on the 28th that we talked about earlier. And there's also a email.
All roads lead through Facebook these days.
Yeah,
let's not joke around.
Everything's going through Facebook.
Zuckerberg owns us all. You can get email, you can get probably our home phone.
That's true.
Bandcamp, it's all on there. Facebook.com, The Paper Sound.
All right. Well, it's always good to know where we can find you. In fact, what would you like to give our listeners next?
Next song is called The Light's Alive.
I don't want it.
the paper sound right here on Motor Live Drive at 5. In fact, I got a question for you. Who is the main songwriter for this band?
That's me, Phil Kinney.
And where did these songs come from?
There's a lot of varying influences, but primarily I write about stories. You know, I have people who live life in proximity to me, myself. It's primarily experiential, but also I think it's trying to connect the dots, you know, in life through story and through other people's experiences and my own.
You mean these are like true life stories?
I don't know if they're stories as much as, you know, just a meditation or a reflection on the lives of those around me and myself as well.
All right. Well, do you write these on your own and bring them to the band, or how does it all go
together? Yeah, typically I write the song as a whole and then bring it to the band, and then there may be some tweaks and some adjustments that go on. Obviously, I don't write the bass line or the guitar parts and things like that, but yeah.
So you bring the songs, but the band puts the whole thing together.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're kind of lucky enough in that we've got a lot of songwriters and arrangers and other bands that have come before this that have been able to kind of come in, and Phil will bring the table and bring the roots for us, and we'll throw everything on top of it and pick stuff up, move it around, and shine it up, and then it becomes a paper sound song.
Well, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, it's like, really, you could write the song, but you can't get the whole thing without the band.
Yeah, historically, that doesn't usually end up well. You end up with some solo albums that never should have happened, I think, in history, if you look back. But, some work out, but not all. But.
Well, it sounds like this is really working out for you guys.
We enjoy it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that last one, The Light's Alive. That's very good.
Thank you.
That's a very nice song.
In fact, looking at your bio, I noticed you guys were around earlier in 2004?
That's correct, yeah. We started up quite a while ago. Actually, Nate and I kind of recorded a song a long time ago and started fishing for people, and that's where Josh came in, and we started to play back then. I actually relocated to China for 4 years.
Whoa!
So returned 2 years ago, and since then we kind of picked it back up, and that's where this new album came in.
Well, I'm glad you've come back to town.
Thanks.
And have put the band back together.
I'm very, very fortunate and blessed to be able to play with these guys and do it again.
Well, if you want to do it again, what are you going to do again?
All right, so the next one is called My Turn.
It's real history.
I will go down when it's my turn. Somebody and settle down, and when your pain can't be drowned. Paper Sound. I'd like to know where the name Paper Sound came from.
Paper Sound, I stole from a song, song lyric. It's just a song that sings about leaves making paper sound, you know, kind of that fall feeling when you got...
Who's it from, Phil? Give the credit.
I credit Mark Kozlik of, well, at the time, Red House Painters.
Yeah. We're big Red House Painters.
Well, good. You gotta go for the good stuff.
That's right.
And nothing's new. You got to steal it from the right spots.
That's right. That's right.
Looking on your Facebook page, some of the comments that people made about your CD, I like the one where it said, riffs that are stuck in my head and makes me want to get a guitar and start playing. There's some great comments about your music here. You really do have an interesting sound.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, I think our goal here, I mean, for me, I'm not a... I was trying to learn to play guitar, and instead I wrote songs, some really bad songs, you know, but that's kind of my teenage years when I was, instead of learning to play guitar, I started writing songs. So I kind of backed my way into songwriting. Some of it results from that, but then also, again, just the various influences. We've got really creative guys here.
So. All right, and we've got some listeners out there we got to give a shout-out to. Got to give it up for Marla and Lee Majors, and Jonathan Mazie from the Wall Clocks is listening. They say you guys sound intense.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
The Wall Clocks are a great band. Yeah, we played with at Blowout this year. First time we got to see them, and they were awesome.
Really well,
and Lee's a great, supportive guy that everybody owes something to in the Detroit music scene. And we appreciate him.
Definitely. And also there's, did you mention Marla?
No, go ahead.
Brandon, Jeffrey, and Chris have piped in saying they're enjoying the show.
Yeah,
so.
We don't know Marla, but we're sure she's great. Yeah,
and what about Benjamin and Sally?
Oh, Sally's Benjamin
okay.
And Shelly.
We like Benjamin. Sally's, she's got issues.
All right.
You got an interesting sound to your guitar. Oh, did the drummer speak?
Oh, yes. What was that?
I said, what's the next song about?
What's the next song
about?
Oh,
he's asking what the next song
is. She was asking a question about guitar, something much more important.
Oh, okay.
In case you're wondering, I'm playing Yamahas on the drums here.
Circling all endorsement opportunities.
All right, so... Josh, did you want to tell about your...
I'm sorry. What were you asking?
She asked about your guitar tone, like your interesting sound.
Yeah, what kind of guitar are you playing?
Oh, I'm playing Detroit's own Reverend Guitars.
Yeah. All right.
A small company based out of here that makes wonderful guitars, and after toting my prized possession 73 Telecaster Deluxe to too many Detroit bars and realizing it should be at home... Sweating too many blood on it, we picked up one of these... Fine guitars from Joe Naylor and Company.
All right. Is there a particular model you play?
This is a Jetstream, which is one of my favorites, and a lot of big players play them now. Y Oak uses them, Cloud Nothings. They're getting a really good roster of people.
Oh, I know a lot of people who play them, so yeah, they're getting a real good rep around town.
Good stuff.
Around the country, really.
Yeah.
And what are you playing that through?
I play through Dr. Z. Phil plays through vintage Fender, as all good
men
should.
Yeah, I have a Fender that I pulled out of the trash a number of years ago. It's a 64 or 65 Deluxe.
The just luckiest man alive.
It's the last year of the Blackfaces that you could get, so it's a Fender Deluxe.
Whoa, you got something cool out of the trash.
I did. I was happy. $200 later, it was up and running, and we were good to go.
All right. Well, that's even cooler. In fact, I know... Josh is playing through a bunch of pedals.
There's a few.
400 to be exact.
Yeah. It's been called the cleanest pedal board in Detroit. So, a lot of stuff. Overdrives, fuzzes, other stuff. I'm not sure what it does. We just kind of turn it till it sounds good.
Tweedly bits.
It sounds pretty good in here.
Thanks.
And for Alan, what kind of bass is Alan playing over there?
Oh, we have to replace Alan with John. This is John Miller. Alan is no longer... That's a mistake. Sorry. We misled you there.
Oh.
Late change.
Yeah, a couple months ago, John stepped in. Life had kind of taken Alan into a different different direction here. So
he plays G&Ls.
So he's playing a G&L bass, yeah. And I'm playing a G&L blues boy, hollow body, semi-hollow.
Okay. What does usually play that through?
It's that Fender Deluxe.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll take G&L endorsements as well.
Yes, we will. Accepting all and any.
Okay. Well, in fact, if you play it all that stuff, What are you going to play with all that stuff?
Next song here is called Loose Grip, and this is also this is a live debut. This is on the album, but we've never played this live before.
Whoa!
So we'll either ask for lauding or forgiveness afterwards.
Either way, we'll ask for something.
Premiere. There it is.
Yeah.
What was
the
and what was the name of that again?
The name of that one's Loose Grip.
It's on our current album, but we have
on the current album Struggle with Light.
Not played it live.
You haven't played it live anywhere before,
sir.
That's why I noticed it was on the CD, but I didn't. Yep. Yeah. And well, that's good to hear. Now, where can people come and see you live?
Our next show.
June 28th, PJ's Lager House, Corktown, Michigan Avenue. home to such fine eateries as Mercury Bar, Green Dot Stables, Slows to Go.
PJ's Lagerhouse.
Yes, their kitchen is open too.
Come see us.
It is a great venue to see music.
PJ's done a great job.
Definitely one of the best in town.
Absolutely.
One of our favorites as well. And then you're going to be at the Berkeley Front, another real cool place.
Yeah, I feel like Berkeley Front is kind of an underrated place, but one of our favorites. We like to play there. They're great people there. They got a great beer selection, great burgers. It's walkable downtown area. It's nice.
And
right about that. You know, people dismiss the Berkeley Front, but it always puts. I always have a great time when I go. It's just climbing up that flight of stairs. Whoa, where are we getting that?
Well.
Sorry about that.
Okay. But, yeah, the Berkeley Front is nice because it's got a separate music room. As PJ's does, they have a separate room for music. Yep. And all the best places do.
The Berkeley has pinball. Mm-hmm.
They do.
Don't overlook pinball.
Okay.
All right, well, our next one here is another world premiere. This is Broken Smile. This has never been heard by anyone other than my wife, maybe the spouses of these here, and ourselves. Not Josh's wife, Kirsten, though.
Hi, John.
Sorry, Kirsten. I'll send it to you next time instead of Josh.
So this is a living. What would you say? This place where everyone hopes there's another way. Our pleasures journey through pain. Maybe we'll find something to wash away our stain. With these broken bones, rejoice, I can still draw. Smile.
Another first for WHFR.
Hopefully we didn't break anyone's smile.
That'll be on an album sometime in 2016 by the speed that we work.
Easy now. Well, hopefully it'll come out a little faster than that. So, and, well, tell me, where can people pick up your brand new CD?
The CD is available online. If you go through Facebook, you can connect there. You can also go to Bandcamp.
Papersound.bandcamp.com.
There you are.
And we are, our first album, we might mention, is up there as well.
All right. In fact, I noticed on Facebook you've got a big banner at the top for Struggle with Light.
Yes.
Hopefully it's hard to miss.
We're still struggling.
All right. But you're lightly struggling.
I guess it depends. Depends on the day.
All right. In fact, we're coming up. We got 15 minutes left. What more can you display here on WHFR?
Well, we got a couple more songs here. This next one is called Squelching the Cell Phone.
Okay.
This next one is called Dead End Street, actually.
Thank you.
right. We're listening to the Paper Sound here on the Motor Live Drive. And they have a show at PJ's Lager House on the 28th of June. And we've heard a couple of interesting things, a couple of world premieres and debuts here on the live drive. We're just getting a few technical things taken care of here, and we'll get right back to you. You know, I don't see it listed in your Facebook about, but you have you remind me of They Might Be Giants as well.
I would take it, honestly. I won't complain about that if you bring that up.
Okay, do you want to do a shout-out and say, go around and shout-out your names again so
sure.
Everybody knows who's here?
Absolutely. We've got Nate Shogren on drums, John Miller on bass, Josh Wheeler playing guitar, and then myself, Phil Kinney.
All right, and Margaret, noticed your drummer plays nearly naked when he's so ladies, if you come and see him live, you got to check out
he's
the drummer.
So hot.
Just
so, the khaki shorts don't help.
No, the khaki shorts don't help much. But hey, he does it for the ladies.
Yes, ma'am.
My daughters.
Yeah. We got two more.
Good.
We threw another one in. We noticed we had a little bit of time there, so we thought I might pull another one in.
All right. Well, good. We have about 9 minutes left.
9 minutes should be perfect.
Play these right back to back and play out of the show. So if we don't hear from you again before 6 o'clock, thank you very, very much for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Everybody's been wonderful.
Joy when I see your face again, but I have weary roads to travel until then. How am I to walk without light shining from your eyes? Now dimly lights shallow breaths in the desert of my mind. Hail to the victor. Without heart.
This has been the Paper Sounds here on Motor Live Drive at 5. Next week, stay tuned for the Mud Sons, a new form of passion and truth in rock and roll. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery